and welcome along to the Property Academy podcast. I'm your host, Edward Knight.
And I'm Andrew Nichol.
And today on the show, we're talking about what we're frittering money away on. Andrew and I are doing a brave thing. We have pulled out and printed out our credit card statements, and we're going to read some of what's on them today. So in our previous episode, we talked about ways to get your servicing up, some of the usual tactics or strategies that we would use. An extra strategy is always as well to just reduce your spending. Now, I know that sounds really difficult. And so what we wanted to do is print out our statements and read through some of the things that we're frittering money away on. And actually, I'll tell you, this was really scary when we started going through them.
What was when 50 pages came out from my credit card statement?
Well, especially as well, because there are some things on here that you think, I didn't even realize I was still paying for that because it was a digital subscription or whatever it happened to be. And so hopefully the key message for you today listening to this is print out the last 2 months' worth of bank statements and go through with a highlighter, and you likely will be shocked at some of the things that you are spending money on without even realizing that you're doing it. And I know that Hannah McQueen, who's a very well-known author from New Zealand, from Enable Me, often talks about the fritter factor, the amount of money that you're spending, which isn't actually generating any additional happiness. You're spending it without thinking. And often it is on these monthly digital subscriptions. And we're going to give you some examples of these. But of course, the benefit of this is if you're able to go through your bank statements and trim off some recurring payments that you didn't even realize were happening, then you're able to improve your servicing and borrow more as a property investor. So what we'll do is go through, we'll add up each, some of the things we're spending on, some of the things we don't want to cancel either because they genuinely do make us more happy. And then I've built a quick spreadsheet. We're going to plug it in and we're going to see how much extra both Andrew and I would be able to borrow if we now trimmed off some of these added expenses. How are you feeling, Andrew?
Nervous. Lauren, you should be nervous as well if you're listening.
Kelly always says to me, Ed, you've really got to think about this. You know, you should be much more diligent because, of course, she is much more diligent than I am. And now I realise that she's absolutely right. Do you want to go first or should I?
You go first.
Okay, so you pull out a calculator. I need you to add this up for me because I can't do it. I can't do it myself.
Right, I'm calculating.
Pull out the calculator. So I've got two statements. The first was my Jets Auckland subscription. That's a gym. $12.99 a week. So that's $13 times by
4.33.
And that's because I actually have another gym membership as well, which I actually use because I moved house and never cancelled it. National Mini Storage Newmarket. I've got a storage locker, which I'm now in the process of cancelling. That's $105 a month.
Oh, what are you storing it?
Well, I
dead
think
bodies.
No, I think there's a bed in there. I don't actually know.
Right.
Anyway, I've called up the Sallys. The Sallys are going to come move out the bed because
that's
it's
great.
Still worth doing.
That's
they'll
really
sell
good.
It for $100 or $200 or whatever. That'll be a good thing. Adobe Creative Cloud, that's Photoshop and stuff. Now, that's actually a work expense, so I've moved that across, but probably can't be bothered claiming back everything. That's $50 a month, New Zealand.
Do you want me to add that on?
Yeah, add that on too.
Right, yeah, 50.
Because I've been paying that. Now, let's switch over to here. Disney Plus, $10 a month. I didn't even realise I had Disney Plus. I thought I'd cancelled that.
Most adults don't, mate.
Hey, it's got Star Wars. I don't watch Star Wars, but there was probably a very good
Star Wars kind of nerd, but okay.
Neon, don't put that on because I'm not cancelling it because I need my Curb Your Enthusiasm. That's $14 a month.
Yep.
Now, this one's a bit embarrassing.
Grindr.
No. Squarespace, that's an online website builder. I had edmcknight.com. Don't Google it. Don't Google edmcknight.com. It's no longer up. I've cancelled it.
You can actually go to Wayback Machine or something and then see it.
$25.74 a month.
25.74.
I won't even include offshore service margins in there. Dropbox, I need to cancel. I had a personal Dropbox subscription. I'm going to put it into my Apple, which I think
How
I get
much
for
is
free. $19.31.
Getting up.
I also noticed that they double charged me in February, which they actually ended up crediting back. But obviously, I would never have picked this up unless I'd put this on. Netflix.com, $22 a month.
Is that what it costs?
Well, no, I was on the Ultra HD package. Now, I've downgraded to say $5 a month because I felt so guilty and I
just
knew I was coming on here.
Take your glasses off when you watch.
So add on an extra $5 that I'm saving
okay,
there.
So but I minus can't, five, yeah.
No, add five.
Okay, right.
Because I've saved five because this is monthly. What else have I cancelled? I'm I'm in the process. I'm in a dispute at the moment with the New Zealand Herald. That's add on $20 a month, which I'm paying there.
Right. What's because, the dispute?
Well, they won't let you cancel if you just email in and say, hey, because they don't have a thing on their website where you can cancel. Right. You don't have a function. So you've got to, so I emailed them. No, you've got to call us. And I said, I said, I don't accept that. Cancel my subscription. Otherwise, I'll go to Fair Go.
Just cancel your credit card.
No, God, that would be too much effort.
You've got a lot of subscriptions on your card.
Yes, there are. Next. Now, and here's the big one that I noticed today, Masterclass. Now, Andrew was very nice a year ago because you sign up and you get one to give a friend. Now, he very kindly gave that to me. I felt so privileged. I actually did. And in order to access this, you've got to put your credit card in. And I think, oh, well, it's a year away. Well, that year was this morning and I saw a $310 charge on my card, which I objected to.
Would you have noticed this had we not been doing this exercise?
I think I would have because this one came off my debit card, not a credit card.
Right.
To which I definitely noticed a $300 difference. Yes. But if that was a monthly difference, I probably wouldn't have unless I looked through. So add on an extra, say, $25 to my total.
Yep.
Now, this doesn't include coffees. It doesn't include eating out or any of that. Andrew, what is my total?
$316.30 a month.
That's a lot. That's 3.7 grand. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to enter that into my calculator and I'm going to run my goal seek so that I can see how much extra could I borrow if I cancel all of these, which I totally am planning to. It's a lot of money. It's an extra 103.5K. So I would be able to borrow over an extra 100K by going through and cancelling these and then sending this over to the bank for rental property. And that's assuming that my new rental property would be able to get a certain amount of yield. Because of course, if I cancel these and then am able to borrow more, I also get additional rental yield off that. So I'm factoring that in as well. But in total, if I went and applied to ANZ, that's an extra 103 grand that I'd be able to borrow for rental properties. Oh, I didn't even include the NBR, which I've cancelled. That was $15 a month. So there are definitely things that I could go through. And I didn't even realize that that would significantly improve my ability to borrow simply because these are the things that the bank looks at with a fine tooth comb. Now, I'm really looking forward to this. Andrew, I'm going to add up for you. Walk us through what have you found.
To be fair, as I started going through this, I realized that a lot of my deductions, I don't even know what the hell they are. And so I had to Google a lot of them, which is quite embarrassing. I've got three cards. I've got my personal card, which I use all the time, which has got a lot of statements. I've got my sort of backup card in case, you know, my PayWave isn't working. And I've got my home card, which is the interesting one. Now, there's not as many subscriptions on mine and certainly not the ones I'm going to, you know, I've got Spotify, which is...
You can't cancel that.
No,
mate.
No,
you
I'm not going
cancel.
To. $14.99. There's years of song collections going in there. Look, one of the really embarrassing ones, Andrew Nicol, while he's waiting for Lauren to get ready, often plays a game called Candy Crush.
How much are you spending on Candy Crush?
Well, I didn't think much, but look, if you get stuck on a level, you can just pay to get a few of the little
things. So you cheat. Get paid to cheat.
Yeah. Anyway, so in this month...
How much did you spend?
Oh, that's actually not good. $36.99 plus... $94.99.
No! You didn't! $94.
Plus... $13.40. Oh, no, that was a video, don't worry. Plus $94.99.
Wait a second. So there were two lots of $94.99.
Yeah, there was.
You spent $227 on Candy Crush.
Yeah, that's a bad example.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
You're not making this up.
No, I'm not making this up. This is not for the show. Right, I'm going
to We need to start an app.
Now, look, we absolutely do. Now, look, one of the things that I do spend a lot of money in is coffee. Now, I've gone through, and this isn't my work card, so this is just my personal cards. I actually notice there's quite a bit more on the home card. There's $300 a month for coffee, so just add that on there.
Yep.
All right. Okay.
I'm feeling a bit better about mine now.
Okay. Now, what else have I got here? I do have quite a lot of wine subscriptions. Now, I'm certainly not going to cancel those because that allows me to put up with Ed, but I could reduce it seriously. So add on another $500 for wine reductions.
No. A month.
Oh, no, hang on. No, to be fair, that's only every 6 months. So add on another $100 for that.
Okay.
Right? OnlyFans, what's this? Oh, no, that's a credit in. If you don't know what it is, you'll have to Google it. What else have we got here? Oh, I tend to take a bit of taxis, but we'll put that into saying I do go out for dinner a lot. I have used my kitchen in my house
4 times now after Easter.
And how long?
6 months, 7, 8 months.
That's quite bad.
So let's say we add on another $500 a month for eating out that I could just avoid.
Yeah, okay, that's probably reasonable.
Lauren here, I can see quite a lot of university cafe transactions. Let's add on at least another $100 a month. Now that's without even touching the side. So what does that come to, Ed?
So that's $1,226.97.
Oh, hang on, I've got one more. There's Hayu Reality TV. Now, again, this is an embarrassing
one. Hayu Reality TV.
Hayu Reality TV.
What is this?
Well, it's a website that I subscribe to so I could watch Desperate Housewives. Was it Desperate Housewives?
Beverly Hills.
Sorry.
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. You are tragic.
Credit it. Okay.
How much?
Add on $7.48.
But you're not going to actually cancel that.
Absolutely, I am.
What is it? Okay, add it. Why? Did Jeannie do something offensive? What was it? $7, how much?
$48.
Okay, so that's 1,000. I'm going to put this in here. So these are all things that you would legitimately cancel.
Absolutely. No, absolutely.
So these are things, yeah, we haven't cancelled everything.
I'm still living a happy life without watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Okay, so I'm putting this in. This is going to be insane. So you would be able to borrow, if you genuinely cancelled all of those, an extra $404,000 towards rental properties. So that's not to make you feel bad about this, because everybody has certain things, and this is possibly quite higher than a lot of people would do at home, but that's over the course of a month.
I blame the month. It was a long month last month, and so I think there were some unfair disparities in my normal spending. But look, it is really interesting, because when you go through your statement like this, you do realise you use your card very easily. And to be frank, I just don't think about it. I just, you know, I use my phone. I don't even have to get my wallet now. And you swipe and you go. But if you're actually serious about getting ahead, you need to actually cut down on the things that are just expenses that aren't actually making you that happy. And so, you know, maybe I can just find something else to do while I wait for Lauren to get ready. And all of a sudden it bumps up my spending ability.
Although this was really scary for Andrew and I, because we don't do this every day, sit around talking about what we're spending our money on and comparing bank statements, this is exactly what the bank is going to do when they're looking at your mortgage application. They're going to go through line by line like we just did. And if you've said that you spend $500 a month on entertainment, they might go through and check to see that that is actually the case. That's what you're spending on. And so it is worthwhile, if you are tight on servicing, go through. If you can find $300 like I did, $300 of reasonably wasteful spending a month, that's an extra $100,000 worth of borrowing that you could then put towards that house. And so whether you're a first home buyer or whether you're a property investor trying to build a portfolio, this is definitely something that you should go through and just check. In fact, one of my colleagues, Jake, he was saying that his brother, who's a professional property investor, has a weekly money date with himself where he goes through and he checks what he's spending. Now, that's probably a bit overkill for me, but certainly good on him for doing that, because then if he's able to decrease his expenses, put more money away for a deposit, but then at the same time increase his servicing, his serviceability, that's going to be really worthwhile so that he's able to do it.
Who pays the coffee on that date with himself?
Well, I think he probably pays for it himself, knowing that it's going to be the cheapest $5 that he's ever spent, because he is then going to be able to make more money from this. And I think the other thing that really surprised me doing this was the number of times where it happened, a few times where I was like, oh, there's actually a double up here. Now, generally, that has been credited back because the company made a mistake, but certainly it's something that you can pull it up on. So definitely worthwhile doing this. And I hope this spurs you to print off your statements, go through with a highlighter, and then start emailing the New Zealand Herald to harass them and say, actually, no, I'm not going to call you. You need to cancel my subscription over email. Hey, fantastic. Let's wrap it up there. But please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. It really does help us get the message out to more people. And remember, we do have an upcoming webinar. It's on the 27th of April at 7 p.m. where we are joined by property investor Ilse Wolf. We're going to be talking about how to cash flow hack your investment properties so that you're able to beat the government's tax changes. And that's all from a renovations perspective. If you want to come to that, I'm going to drop a link to that in the show notes. So tap or swipe over the cover art. There'll be a link in there. Or just go to opuspartners.co.nz/webinar. Thanks for for listening to the Property Academy podcast. I'm your host, Ed McKnight.
I'm Andrew Nichols.
And we're going to be back again tomorrow with even more daily strategies, tactics, and insights to help you get the most out of the New Zealand property market. Until next time.